They're coming into northern, east, northern central Texas, about 20 over, 24, 20 over, less 9. This is a great honor to be able to, for my computer-driven radio to talk to ART-13 for the first time. So, how copy, Lonnie? Give me a signal report and then back to Rod. N5 Alpha, Echo Alpha.
N5 Alpha, Echo Alpha from N5 Alpha / P29. You're loud and clear this location. Would you give me your name, please, over?
Lonnie, the name is Echo Delta, short for Edward, and we're located near McKinney, Texas.
Very good, Ed. Very good. Thank you for checking in with this old aircraft. But your signal's good. Unfortunately, Ed, I'm running a World War II DC-348 receiver without an S-meter, so it's going to be a rather subjective signal report, but you've got a good signal into our aircraft that has left the Addison Airport. This Addison Airport goes back many, many years before the Dallas-Fort Worth DFW Airport was built. And ironically, the hangar that we have, CPN and Diamond Lil, the B-24, is the hangar that I used many, many years as an employee of Collins Radio Company. I was with Collins and Rockwell, who bought out Collins, for 41 years. And all during the 1960s, I went back and forth from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, down to Dallas, Houston, and company planes always landed at Addison. And the very hangar that we have for CP today was the Collins Radio Company hangar back in those days. N5 Alpha, Echo Alpha from N5 Alpha
B-29. N5 Alpha, N5 Alpha, Echo Alpha. Well, Lonnie, I remember very well being associated and working for Collins since the 60s. I remember the activities the Collins Radio had coming in and out of the Addison Airport. So this brings back all the memories. So we're going to turn it back to W5CZ, Rod, and let him have someone else to try to make contact with him. So W5CZ, this is N5AEA. Back to you, Rod.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Well, let's pick up 20 on both.